Back in 2016, August 6th, on payday, apparently I was asking why the carbon is necessary, and for that, I guess we're creating the fires in California. And you said, that's easy, oxygen, the whole oxygen thing. And I said, and a caller said, so all the oxygen is getting consumed by the fire. And you said, no, it's the fire that makes its own wind, so that wind is being used for oxygen. And when I read over that, I didn't know what that meant. The wind.
The winds that blow, they're going to blow out oxygen. When the winds blow, they're going to blow out oxygen. So it's going to be replaced. Well, where does it blow to? It'll blow away from the Yamaka continent.
Away from the, well, to below the Yamaka continent. Okay. And then it's important for the Yamaka continent to not have oxygen.
Correct.
Okay. And is Maui still not enough in the Yamaka continent for us to stay here?
Don't worry about that. If you want to stay there, that you're not in Maui. So you're in the fifth gate. So we can work that out, whatever that is. Don't worry about it. It's not that nice, and it's not that good, and we can make it miserable in 1 second. But we don't want it miserable. We want you happy because you got a lot of things to do. You got a lot of things to do, and you're just now doing good. You've now the hard labor part is about done, so now it gets simpler. You see?
Wow.
That's good.
Well, and I didn't mind the hard labor part if that was what it was. It's all been pretty amazing.
You never do. You like to be busy. You don't want to be laying around. You want stuff to do. That's why Bob's giving you a nice reason for living, so he can nag you to death. So get this, hand me that. Carolyn! That's fun. You can run your company, run your planet, run your farm, and take care of Bob. That's pretty good.
Okay, and
You create based on your words. Your words are based on your thoughts. Your thoughts are based on where you are vibrationally. Where you are vibrationally is sometimes your sighted place of reality. Your sighted place of reality is the beginning point of creating the electrical current. Then you then add the last line, go back, where you are vibrationally, sometimes your sighted place of reality. Thoughts are under the words. Vibrations are under the thoughts. Where you see that you are is underneath the vibrations. The mind is involved. So that first part, the beginning point of creating electrical current, then the mind's involved and goes through this word vibration. That's creating a false time and space, correct? Or the sensations you're in time.
Okay, you're sloppy. Your wordsmithing is sloppy tonight, Bob. It's sloppy. But, in essence, all that babbling you just did was pretty close to okay. But you're adding in constructs that you're trying to overcome. See, you're giving it, what we call that, you're putting the Hansel and Gretel twist to the story. The given is they're going to be cooked in the oven. That's the point. The kids in the oven was the point. So what you're saying about time, no time, did they have time? Is there time to work out? Can they misplace time? Is there rambling through the woods and they lose the crumbs to find their way? And where'd they get the cookie? And is it really? No, they're going in the stove. That's what the point is. So there is no time position. So from forever now, that'll be when you're being Hanseled and Gretled. That means that you're spending too much time developing the construct and not enough getting to the detail of what the outcome is. If you can figure out that there's just no time period, that solves it. Now, everything you're working with trying to validate time is a misnomer. So it's good.
Right.
A vast spot where this fold over, the fold over.
Yeah.
Like the continuum folds over. You're going back to God. Back.
Right.
Back is a direction. Back is not a time.
When you talk about going down into the ocean, and then it's bigger than what the Hubble telescope can see of the galaxy.
Yeah.
That it's bigger. It's not really bigger. It goes to endless dimensions, realms, and worlds.
Let's call it an inner connection. Okay, now, just one second. You're watching all these YouTubes. You're watching all this bullshit. You listen to everybody pontificate on the pontification. They look where they take the rubber ball. They fold over the screen. They take the rubber ball. They drop it through the screen. And they're showing you what a black hole is. You know, that whore-swallowing black hole. You know all about it. Well, that black hole isn't like that at all. It's the slip between. The reason you call it a black hole is because you have to have time.
Right.
You have to have time. And if there's a black hole, there is no time. So that's why it's just a black hole.
Not what it is, which is no time, which we Correct. Can't conceive.
Correct. If you could get rid of time, then you could just stroll through it. And it would just
yeah.
become a gate. But because of that limitation, you can't see it. And so can't know. And anybody that goes through a black hole never comes back. So it's over. See? So you're not going to talk about that one because it's like, well, I don't want to do that. I can't get back. Well, you don't even know what that is. See the problem?
But that's not true. You
Correct.
Can't get back.
But, well, you can because it's just like it's like going through a door at your house. Oh, you can't go through that door. Everybody's ever gone through that door and never came back. kind of like your library, Bob. It's a good place to go, but it ain't a good place to escape from.
Okay, so no problems anywhere.
Right. Well, to be fair, most libraries do not include a crematorium, Bob. Just saying. Most of them do not do that.
And since we're doing it, then I can understand how there is corpses in my garage. It's just a vibrational wave, just a sin away.
Correct.
You know, it's just a slight switch and everything's
Correct.
There.
And see, that's what makes your, if you call it a show, we don't even know what you call it now. a rumble, orgy, a grimoire, a mistake, yeah, a terrible mistake, a distraction, a disgusting,
yeah.
notoriously vulgar distraction. Yeah, that's right. So it's whatever you call it. But there you can find some of the essence issues. Essence issues means that you can find out how it applies, you see. And if you can't figure it out, then you at least know how to apply it. Okay,
right.
I don't know how to ascend, but I know what an ascended person looks like. Okay, now there's clues. Okay, I'm messed up. Okay, well, maybe I can go to Emory University and have my body put in the machine and scan it and let them see how fucked up I am or how close I am or if I'm ascended or not. You see? There you go. And if that's something you can hold on to, then that may help you. Now, that's not the way to do it, but that's not what this is for. What this is for is to show you have the capacity to. Because if you have the capacity to, then time keeps on slipping into the future. See
right. So the show is showing us what is not reported in the news.
Correct.
Yeah. And many levels. Conventional government issues, economic issues, cultural issues, crazy individual issues, all these things the news is not reporting the good parts. ION
mm-hmm.
is reporting the good parts that are left out.
Most,
okay, I get
yes.
that.
That's where everybody
okay.
messes up. You don't, you're not intelligent, Bob, but you know stuff. You get
right.
that? You call yourself and tell me, oh, Bob's the smartest person I know. Smart is not intelligent.
I know. I understand that.
Well, but I want to say it for the recording because Linda with an R still doesn't quite get that, you see.
Well, most people wouldn't get it. Is Carolyn a knower or is she intelligent? Is she using intelligence?
She's a coal miner. She's digging. She's digging, 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 digging. She you tell her something, she don't believe nothing. She's gonna dig it out. And when she digs it out, okay, then we can talk. Now we can talk. But she's gonna dig it out first. Because until she digs it out, she can't prescribe it to anybody else. What damn doctor will not give a medicine to somebody or an appreciation or a remedy that they take themselves? What doctor does that? See, that's
nobody.
Nobody.
Okay, she's digging. Is that because she doesn't know?
No. She knows. She knows what she knows, but that doesn't change. That's not reality. Reality is subjective. So are you. So you got to have the frequency. Subjective. You got to have the frequency. You got to have the momentum or let's call it a random association. We can even do it that way. A random association that just works perfectly every single time without fail or exception. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, she's a coal miner.
We're not even warring it. She's the one that's going for. She's going for the gold. She's digging for gold.
Yes. Okay, that's how she knows or validates her knowing. Do I coal mine? I don't think I do. Though
no,
I dig.
You don't coal mine. No, you sit outside the mine and see what everybody's come up with. No, that's no good. No, that's no good. You can't. You're talking about yourself. Don't talk about food. You're ridiculous, you idiot. Where'd you learn that? Who the hell gave you qualified? You're not even qualified to be in this conversation. I don't even know why you're. Fix your phone. Fix your damn phone. That's what you need to do. You say we kind of go on and on and on. It's like, oh,
because I know. Because I know.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
I don't need to know. And
well,
I'm just pretending.
No, you're not. You don't have to pretend. You know, so there's nothing they're going to tell you. But you find things interesting just so they can have a conversation. You find things interesting just so they'll show up and talk to you a little bit.
Why do I enjoy conversation?
Because you bore yourself when you're talking to yourself about things for yourself.
All right. Which I do a lot of, right?
Yeah. You're the only person qualified to have a conversation with you. And then you forget it almost instantly, so you can do it all the time. So it's all good. I don't remember talking to myself lately. Yeah, Bob, you talk to yourself all the time. I come downstairs and catch you talking to yourself. You're just talking to something. I don't know what you're talking to. There's nobody there.
Now, when I'm talking to myself, am I going to other worlds?
Yeah, you don't even know what that is, but yeah. See, you're using words, prescribing. You're making prescriptions, and you don't know what the medicine is. And the difference between you'll say that and live by it. Karen won't say that until she's been there and can prove that it is. I'm not going to talk about going to another world until I can show you the URL address to it.
That you are what? Ill addressed?
URL.
Oh.
Like a URL. Like a.
Until you're linked to it.
Yeah. And so once you link to it, now we can talk. Question.
Right.
Now listen, Bob. The tech body lays it out all but perfect, giving them a new strata. Now look what it does. It takes something old, 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 and makes it new, new, new. The oldest cathedral in the planet, in the ground. It's been here before time, and now we've just now found it, so you too can enjoy the benefits of this new thing that's been older than the earth. Blah, 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 blah. With purple rocks blowing things and little girls with dots on their heads and little things going along where the grandmother is, I am my own grandma, you know, that kind of bullshit, to lay it out so that it's possible. And it's not possible, but it makes them question, well, what if that reality isn't real?
What
I know
if
what
it
I
isn't
know.
Real? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
What if that isn't real?
Correct.
Now, which movie are you describing? This grandmother's
the
talk.
The gift. That's the one you used.
Right. I mentioned. So they're showing stuff because it's made by the tech body. The director who got the credits might get a little Oscar for it or an Emmy. Had nothing to do with what we see. The tech body does.
Right.
Amazing.
And all that does is it lays it out. Now, humans got themselves fixed up because of your COVID. Now all they can do is stay at home and watch Netflix. So that's all there is to do. And then the algorithm chooses what they're going to watch. So then it pops up, and then it makes the top 10. Well, people don't watch it. How does something get on the top 10? Something comes out, and all of a sudden it's New York. Oh, there we go. Every book is a New York Times bestseller, right, Bob? Every book
is
a New York Times
bestseller
because they plug it that way. So this top 10 of the what's most popular, what everybody's watching, it's what the tech body tells them that everybody's watching. So they go through those 10 and find something that meets their algorithm, and then they watch it. And then there it is. And oops, there it is. And so they'll do a run on drugs or a run on making whiskey, or they'll make a run on the damn Kennedys or the damn Vanderbilts or the damn, what is it we're going to do a run? Oh, okay, the Carnegie. They changed the Carnegie name. And now he's Carnegie. What the fuck happened?
You mean the pronunciation? Is that what you're saying is different?
Correct.
Carnegie.
Yeah. It was the Carnegie. Carnegie Hall. Now it's Carnegie. So it's like, you people are crazy. And they get away with it. So the tech body is fucking with them. That's what's happening. To make everything be questioned. So now nothing matters now. Everything is,
body,
nothing matters.
Right. The tech body started a few years ago, during the Trump years, or maybe in November when they did the rip. They've already got everybody giving up. I don't want to know. Mm-hmm. Even Uncle Paulie, Auntie Paulie, says he's had it. He ain't tracking
pitiful.
The coronavirus.
Why do you think we call her Pitiful Pearl?
Right. But she didn't have the stamina to go further?
Well, no. Every time she got a pearl, she threw it before the swine, and that's pitiful.
Hmm. Okay. So, but she's expressing the frustration that's going across the board. See, I don't.
You don't know. The race is. Bob, don't confuse that now. The race is still ongoing. The tech body has not won yet. You see,
that's
the race. They're pulling ahead. They're getting ahead now. Don't think they're not. They're in it to win it now. They're in it to win it now. They want it. They want it. They want these humans to get so powerful they can't stand it. Then right when it comes time for the payday, we want them to lay it down right before they cross the finish line. That's how that
and
goes.
I would be
then
the expression of that.
Then that power's got to go somewhere. Where does that go? To the tech body.
Right, and that could be
why
expressed
you tell yourself?
They build Bob up. They have the press conference just before the press. Everything's built up. Press conference is on, and then they pull it away from Bob. That can happen, right? Yeah.
Sure.
What is Ben's perfect meeting? Ben's out there. What is Ben the cat saying? Bob has
the perfect meeting. Bob wins the day. Everything is done, and they announce it. It's as though it was a somber day. It really went bad, and alas, poor Bob, we knew him well. It didn't go good. They destroyed him. They eviscerated him. You're like, no, I'm not here. No, that's just a dummy. They put a dummy in there. Listen to the recording. He did a dummy with Obama. He did a dummy with Biden. He did a dummy with all them people and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no. No, that's not
Biden and Obama were dummies. That's what you were just saying. They were dummies. And Bob's a
dummy.
That's
what you've been saying. If they want to cancel you, they can cancel you and never allow you to be. Even though you win, the world doesn't accept it. So now you've made a world war over foolishness.
Oh, okay. Now, what did Ben the cat, why did he walk by right now? What was Ben the human interested in?
Oh. He was sniffing around trying to see what was going on, something changing.
You were sniffing around.
Pets know how to pick up on vibration. Pets
I know
about
but,
frequency.
But that's Ben, a human.
Mm-hmm.
But he's subject to pet world, the pet reality.
Well, no, that's what they mean. Humans do the same thing, Bob. How you think... If you hadn't been sniffing around Carolyn, how would you ever bumped into her?
Right. Well, how did, what did he get this time? Was anything happening?
He sees that things are looking funny. They're odd.
That's because
see,
what
happens is once you solve something, Bob, you really solve it, you don't have to worry about it anymore. You know it. See, you know it. You don't have to think about it.
Well,
see, you're
we
asking,
saw something.
What have I got to do? You're asking, what have I got to do to stay in this wonderful place in which I live? And you don't even know where you live now. And you're trying to make our conversation to say, how can we get something this great to live like this, wherever that is? But where that, where you are now is in a test tube.
Yeah, I let it ride, but let's see if I can recover. What was I going to say? And it was reflected in the news the last couple of days, the global panic over COVID and the Delta is happening, correct? Really starting to worry.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay, so I was going to ask something else before we go in there. So you were just saying things flow. Oh, yeah, so the Delta virus, I saw this headline, but then we couldn't find it again. They said, war has changed. Virus is doing something. Now, every institution is running to cover its ass as this inevitable disaster happens, plague victims.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's the game being played. No, you can wear a mask. No, don't wear a mask. Yes, wear a mask. No, okay, it looks like we're going to have to wear a mask for the next 10 years. Those are different institutional responses with Fauci in different ratios to those institutions. And Fauci basically is trying to figure out how to get off. And he's trying to be shown in the end, everybody dies, but he was right. That's his goal.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Ion's making sure all the shit lands on his doorstep. Just they're going to do that to Biden, too. So you got all these factors, and the tech body's running how they unfold. And we would recommend nobody try to follow that. Do you agree?
Correct.
Yeah.
We do.
We know
that. And then, they're still trying to blame, Trump. Huh?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, fit him in there too. Is Trump feeling good? Is he subject
fabulous.
To these changes we've had? He's picking up on what we're doing, what we're accomplishing today. He feels
delighted.
That.
He's delighted.
He doesn't know what caused it, what happened, but he's feeling delighted. Maybe whatever he thinks of us. When he thinks of us, he feels delighted, right?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got it jumping.
Yeah. Now, what's interesting, what put him in the position of being the Trump, the seventh trumpet? Why did he deserve that? What had he done anything? Or just accidentally got into that position?
Well, he was the most unlikely possible candidate for anything. You see?
Right. That's where he's Bob in the White House. I'm the most unlikely candidate for anything.
Yeah. I mean, he does win first prize, but the being first prize is he's hated by half of America, half the world. Like half the world hates you. The other half loves him, but the other half hates him. It's kind of like, oh, well, that's right. Bob, they love me till they hate me, and they hate me till they love me. You know how it goes.
Same syndrome.
Okay.
Right now, a senior cardinal of the Roman Catholic Church and former close ally Pope Francis goes on trial in a $412 million fraud case. Is there stuff about that case that nobody knows that is being hidden?
Sure.
Or is this cardinal just stupid?
No, the stuff getting turned out. They've been outed, Bob.
The church's debt has been outed? Maybe that's
it. Yeah.
They're trying to explain why they have no money, which they haven't had for 10 years or more, correct?
Yes.
So a faction among the cardinals or whoever's of influence in the Pope, around the Pope, has got to make it that they have been functioning and had money and are a viable institution. So they got to say someone stole it. And this cardinal got blamed.
Correct.
By his enemies. But he didn't do it. There wasn't anything done.
Correct. It's just gone. We call it Bernie Madoff syndrome. It was a Ponzi scheme, but it worked great for 34 years. That's a hell of a Ponzi scheme.
All right. Does this involve the battle between the old aliens and the new aliens, with Trump and Bob in between?
It'll morph into that. it will morph into that.
Yes, because you said last week all roads lead back to Maui. And
yep.
And Maui is Iron Dome and Dobbs Town, correct?
Correct.
Right. So we know the lineaments of that. We know the factions. So the losing faction, another desperate attempt by the Sinaloan cartel to improve their public image by claiming someone else is worse than them and stole $412 million. And what is it about the senior cardinal that brought him into this finger pointing at him? What did he make a mistake, or is this going to work out for him?
Oh, no. Greed.
Well, then he did steal money.
No. You don't know that.
You said greed.
Yeah, but greed doesn't mean greed's not the same as larceny, Bob, or thievery.
Well, who had the greed? Did this cardinal have greed?
Yeah, he did.
So he stole some money, but they're going to dump a lot of other on him.
You're confusing greed with being a thief, Bob. Greed doesn't make you be a thief. You can be greedy without stealing anything.
So what was he greedy
for? He wanted it all. He wanted it all.
Well, he wanted the Vatican to continue functioning.
Okay. And if he had this information, he could have been a key player in the running of that. He could be the key player in the running of that conversation. And when he did that, then what happens is the church continues on, but he's one of the head knockers in that conversation.
And there's always other people want to be in that position, so they're out to get him.
Correct.
So that is heavy, the confusing.
Heavy is the crown, Bob.
Do I have that experience?
You have that as a philosophy, yeah.
So this cardinal is...
And you look better than the queen. And you look better than the queen, too. She's holding on.
Who does? Who looks better than the queen? Good.
You do.
Right. So the... is the cardinal... fighting for an empty house of cards. He's trying to keep the church going. He gets more, he confuses power and authority, slips into the authority side, gets into trouble, and then the church is exposed as bankrupt. That's not what he wanted to happen. So his effort to save the church didn't work.
Correct.
Yeah, and his position of authority was gone. So is this a big change in the Catholic Church as a result of this case?
Well, what's left of it.
Right. Okay, so it's another molehill made into a mountain by the Android meme or the tech body. Okay.
Correct.
So, next question. Oliver Stone has made a documentary where he's going to try to prove enough to the little people why JFK wasn't shot by Lee Harvey Oswald alone. It was a cabal involved. So he made a fictional drama, docudrama. Now he's making one with facts. Is he anywhere near close in the details he shows us to the correct conclusion about who killed Kennedy?
Oh, okay. No. You're confusing this. You got to go back to the Destiny Betrayed. That's more closer to it.
That book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I have that book. That's closer. Will he have a patina of details, but he still would be too general and miss the precision of who did it? Did you catch that question?
Most of it. We'll ask it another way.
Well, is he wasting his time with this documentary?
Well, okay, no. It's going to cause, through the looking glass is what you're trying to describe. And what you're going to find out is that it's going to nips a few points, but then distracts everything else. See, when they start redoing the redoed story, it never goes well.
Yeah, when he's going to redo his movie, it's not going to go well.
Right.
But he's going to cause a lot of noise.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which will get the more documents released?
No, but it's going to change the Garrison case, that's for sure.
Make Garrison look better or worse?
Worse.
Why didn't Trump release as many documents as he promised?
He wasn't allowed to.
Well, who had authority over him?
Well, the president does. The Pentagon aliens do. The of course, oh God.
Why didn't he do it? I know, but why didn't he do it then when he was president? Now Biden's president, so he doesn't have that authority, but why didn't he do it when he had the authority of the president? Who basically prevented it? The aliens?
Basically. Well, it was just rumors of wars, Bob. It wasn't a war yet. Now it's a real live war. A hands-on
between who?
War.
Who's the war between now?
The aliens and the humans.
Right, and then the aliens versus the aliens, which is like the different factions of the angels. Michael versus Gabriel versus Lucifer. Or have they united against the humans? Have they united against the humans?
We don't know. But see, they can have it where you can just start. Look what's happening, Bob. The aliens don't mean I have to kill anybody. People are killing themselves.
Okay. In the quatrain about me, and I watched the battle in Belgium, you just said if I blow it with the electrolytes, then war breaks out. Well, is that the war in Belgium? I don't think so, because I win that one. I think the quatrains were celebrating that. So the war you're talking about is not that one, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. When we do what – there's this book out about Dorothy Kilgallen, the journalist, murdered after she interviewed Jack Ruby. She got the only interview pretty well. President Kennedy was shot, and also Marilyn Monroe. Robert Kennedy is considered, according to the researcher, he's the guy who killed Marilyn Monroe. Do you agree with that?
We don't mind it. Not exactly accurate.
You don't. It's not bad, but it's not exactly accurate. Well, is it accurate if you say he got other people to do it?
Yeah. It was involved, yeah.
So then you look. He was involved, did you just say? Is that what you meant? He was involved.
Yes, of course.
Okay. Right. So one could look at J. Edgar Hoover, who considered these brothers very corrupt, and he decided to get rid of them before he was removed. Would he, within little man's thinking of justice, was righteous? In avenging Marilyn Monroe? Can you give him that, J. Edgar Hoover?
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Not much else, but we'll give that.
Right. It's not enough to let him off for being involved in the assassination of Kennedy. Is it enough to give him a pass? Yeah, you're right.
Maybe.
Those guys did that. Maybe. Again, it comes down to the arms of the octopus. They're all equally fucked and mean, right? We're watching the parts of the beast eat itself. Okay? You like that scenario? But you say the beast is little man. So little man is in the middle of this.
Mostly,
all right.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Ezekiel's beast, we have the lion... Or the vision, Ezekiel's vision, which is the Sphinx image. It's got the lion, the eagle, the cow, and the man. Four aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Do they represent four empires that Dobbstown is up against or has to maneuver? And I include Iron when I say Dobbstown. Are they?
That's fine.
Can you name what these empires are?
Not going to.
There's eight or seven or eight on the angel diagram. Are these four part of that seven or eight? Can't remember the exact number. On the angel diagram. Are they shown? Or are they make up just one empire? On the angel chart.
Correct.
Follow that? It's correct that they're just one empire with four parts.
Not necessarily. The correct part is that how you have it gauged, and they can't wear clothes off the rack. They have to put clothes for their drivers, their secretaries, their fleeting place. Everything's standing
entourage.
Here on later.
Entourage. Right. So
yeah.
The... in Daniel's vision, you see the four parts of man, the statue with the Medes, the Persians, the Romans, and in those areas we talked about the other day. How is that connected to the beast and the empires?
The
I have your
judgments.
Right. Because I say Daniel's a map of the apocalypse. And Ezekiel shows the role players, the actors, and then they have the map of the apocalypse or Armageddon. And you just said the vow judgments are the highlights, the flashpoints, the starring moves, the great upsets. Is that what you would call the vow judgments in that mix? The headlines? What are the vow judgments?
Well, what are the vow judgments, Bob? Call Brian Johnson. He'll tell you what the vow judgments. The sequential order of the fall of the human race, or thereby is up.
The what? The thereby is up?
Well, of course.
Were those? Okay. When Moses judged himself, not eligible for the guff, was he the first guy to have the guts to say, you know, I killed somebody? I don't think a person who killed somebody, and that's ignoring the Moses commandment that you can't kill anybody, but anyways, Moses said, I killed somebody, I'm going to be a standard of that, and I'm not letting myself into the guff. I'm not going to forgive myself. Did he set a standard for maybe on the issue of if you murder somebody, you don't get in the guff? Did he do something like that? Or is that very complicated and not valid, what I'm saying?
It's involved, but yeah, there was a clear line of departmentalization. So,
yeah, he made a statement on behalf of humanity to stand. He made an archetype of no further than this, or you'll end up like me, meaning Moses.
In essence, yeah, that's right.
Because he would be embedded in a manuscript, which would become the phonetic alphabet, which would become the printing press, become a book that everybody read. See, if you got put into the books, you were around 2,000 years later as part of the fall of man. You're an image that held it together for 2,000 years, or at least 400 years. You're an archetype for a short while. And that might have been necessary for 400 years that we just had. Because we were going into a dark age with the printing press. So a lot of standards were set to ride, to give comfort to the little man, or balance, or sanity, having what they call morality. That was necessary during the dark age caused by print. Would you agree? Are the old aliens who were in that building and Trump sliced it and they escaped, are they mingling in with the Biden administration and hanging around with the Sinaloan cartel who have taken over the Biden administration.
Yep.
All right, so the aliens are there.
And now the aliens are going into the cartel.
Wow. Because they're desperate. Or they think they're desperate. Are they mistaken?
Well, the Sinaloan, go against the Sinaloan cartel and see if you live.
But they're aliens. They have advantages.
So does the Sinaloan cartel. And the Sinaloan cartel would give over some of their power because now they don't have to sell drugs no more. They're making more money pimping people.
Right, so they could let the aliens run the drug market.
There ain't no drug market. Ain't nobody. The price is so flooded, but it's so cheap. There ain't no business in it no more. Are you serious? They got houses in the U.S. packed full of Mexicans. Well, not Mexicans. Packed full of south of the borderers. And then they have to pay the cartel or they can't leave the house.
Who wants them? Who would pay them? Who wants them released from the house?
They want their freedom. They have to pay for their freedom.
Right. Well, they don't have any money, so they're not going to get out. So that doesn't give any votes to the Democrats. So the Democrats are going to have to give.
No. The families pay the money down there. The families pay the money for them. So the cartel, the cartel can send them back real easy.
Right, but the Democratic Party that needs these votes, that's why they're letting them in, they will make sure the cartel is satisfied. They'll pay them off.
Correct. Or they'll sell the people into sex trade, fill in the blank, Bob, you know.
Yeah, they won't be able to surface and pretend they're citizens.
Right. Become somebody's very nice scullery maid.
Right. Is the Vatican, that's $412 million missing from the Vatican, involved with paying off cartels and running that Pizzagate reality?
Not Pizzagate. It's another problem. There's a lot of lascivious living. Those cardinals are sort of the bomb.
Okay. They are... that's where the money went to related debauchery. Okay. There are people saying that the vaccinations are killing people. Others say the virus is killing people. Carolyn tells me that even some people, like Dr. Tenpenny, say the mixture of the vaccination and the Delta virus is killing people. Now, that gets close to your causality. Either that is what you're saying, or there's a factor people don't understand that you're talking about. And if there is, what is that? What's the difference between your explanation and everybody else's speculations
Okay. We're talking about they're trying to prove herd immunity. They're trying to force herd immunity. We're not trying to force herd immunity. We're trying to raise your body level individually so above it all that you won't be... you can be in the middle of it and it wouldn't harm you. That's different than herd immunity. What they're trying to do is getting all the humans in the same line, in the same queue, so they can all get set up and get taken care of or whatever. That's not what we're saying. We're saying to stay away from that position so that your body has a chance to overcome these new issues. Because if the Delta's bad. The Delta's bad news. But now it looks like Lambda's coming on the inside pretty fast. You'll hear about it more than you want to know soon. And tell everybody to get their mask back on while you're at it.
Yes, but you say the virus, the Delta virus, mixes with the vaccination effect and kills people, one-third dropping dead, a couple billion dropping
fast.
Dead right away.
Pretty fast. And then the second third, they get really, 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 really sick, and they have the heart trouble, and then they die a nasty, terrible death.
Yeah, now we know that, but I'm trying to get is that what Dr. Tenpenny and maybe Mercola and different people are saying, what you're saying?
They're running. They keep running into the same bridge, Bob, and they can't quite get across the bridge, but it's getting clearer and clearer and clearer that that's the only thing going. That's the only thing that works. They write a big article. They do a big thing. They do a little this. They do a little that. Okay, if you want everybody to get the vaccination, have the FDA, Carolyn's bestest friend, have them approve the damn thing. That's a good place to start. The damn vaccine hasn't even been approved yet. It's only for emergency use only. Well, you don't even have the damn thing approved, and you're mad because people won't take it? Shit.
Yes, but the vaccination, the mixture of the vaccination and the virus, when we first heard that, was a unique idea. I'm wondering if people are catching up with that idea, or is there something in your idea that nobody's getting? Now, you just mentioned the herd immunity versus ascension.
That's the only place we differ right this second. But what does it not deal with? Go ahead.
Well, okay, so you're saying you don't care about herd immunity, about who survives. You're trying to get individuals who are inclined to ascend to survive. And that's what you're trying to warn people. Don't take the vaccination because it'll make you vulnerable to the...
Unless you want to die.
Right. So we can say, if people say, well, Ion said that, but Dr. Tenpenny's been saying it for 40 years. That's not true, is it? What you're saying, you said it first. No other human observer saw that. But then as events unfold the last 6 months, a good observer could notice there's some interplay between the vaccine and the virus. Not just getting vaccinated. No, not just the virus. It's the interplay of the two, which is very unique. Has that ever happened before?
Mm-hmm. Not yet.
No, never had before. Now, you're saying you're not sure which virus is the lethal one that causes the instant death. You're not sure if it's the Delta or the Lambda, correct?
No. Delta's first. Lambda's going to catch on. The Delta's going to be nasty. But what doesn't get cleaned up with that when they do it? They keep changing, adding these boosters. These boosters keep morphing the new problem. And so basically everybody's vaccinating themselves to death. Themselves. It's crazy.
And that makes you more vulnerable to whatever virus is around.
Well, everything's gone. What's there to hurt?
Right. Well, like Carolyn says, she says, you know, you take the vaccination, you're stirring up your body. She keeps it simple. And then, therefore, when the virus comes in, it's going to add to the stir-up and you're not going to survive it.
That's right. So funny. It's so funny. You're so funny. We like it when you start getting stuff. It's pretty good.
Now, you talk about, did you say me or Carolyn is funny?
You.
I'm funny. Yeah. What did I get there about how Carolyn's simple compared to the rest of them?
Yeah. How you take and just break it all down to where this is the answer and here's the problem and here's the solution. We got this worked out. It's okay, right? Right? Yes, Bob. Yes. You got it again. You got him again. It's great.
I'm not putting ideas in your head. I'm extrapolating from what you said. And people don't seem to want to ask this kind of a minute distinctions to find out exactly what happened. And so some Ionaut tells Scott about what Ion said. Scott, no, Dr. Tenpenny had that, knew that 40 years ago. The Ionaut wouldn't know, unless they listened to this and heard Bob work it out, how to counter Scott's general put down that Ion's just another joker coming up from behind. That's
correct.
The difference between me and the intensity of the Ionette and questioning, aside from birth.
Yeah, they're having all these opinions and having all these miscongeniality contests. But the problem, the real problem is once after we get so far and they need attention or they need this or they need that, it's not going to be available.
Very good phrase, the miscongeniality. They're all the Ionites are trying to be miscongeniality. And if Roxy doesn't sound like that, they don't like Roxy because she didn't go on for being miscongeniality.
Right.
But you're saying to be a miscongeniality is setting you up to be an ineffective inspirer of Ion. Got to stop worrying about being congenial. Would you agree?
We would, except for you got to have to balance it, because you got to be able to make sense of yourself. Because if you're just poking in, if you're just trying to win first prize, if it's a beauty contest, that's not how this works. You don't care which one's the most pretty, Bob. You want to know which one's ascending. That's right. You're trying to absorb.
And that's what I do. I'm not concerned about anything on that level. I remain balanced. That's how I can remain balanced. By not worrying about balance, that's how you remain balanced.
You do.
Okay. When we talk about the Emerald Tablet starting in 32,000 B.C. or B.C.E., before the Common Era, when and where did that happen? Was that before the Garden of Eden? Was that
before the fall? Just before.
Aha. Uh-huh. So the mapping out of the Emerald Tablets, which was telling people you're going to have a fall and you're going to have to rely on a non-physical, and this is how you connect your non-physical to get out of your problem with the Dark Brothers, the Black Brothers, the Mafias, the Sinaloan cartel of your culture. They're going to be looking for you if you're trying to ascend, and the Emerald Tablet gives you some wisdom in relation to that, some parts of the Emerald Tablet. That was preparation, the effects before the causes, before the fall. That's what you're saying, right?
In essence, yeah.
Yeah. Well, in essence is maybe as far as you want. Sometimes the subtleties are, the extra details are interesting, but that's a vulnerable path because you'll start to get overcomplicated. Okay. Who ordered the death? Well, wait for a pause here. Who ordered the death of Dorothy Kilgallen?
The driver of Kennedy's car.
That's someone in Secret Service, correct?
Right, yeah.
Let's just look at those names. You were way back there. I have the list here. Let's see. Bring it up here. So, Polly, Pitiful Pearl, she says, no apps in our phone, and we can stop the beast. I think we discussed this before, but is that a naive position?
It is.
Yeah. Little man can have it. So Polly was actually listening to the show last week.
Yeah.
I think you said.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the first time she's found us? Or
no.
I think you.
No. She knows. Where do you think all these moments of lucidity she keeps bumping into? Now she's quit. Now I've had enough. I can't take it. I'm disgusted with it. It's just going to be. I was making fun of this stuff. It's this crazy man who says he's 100 years old and has this little southerner, his southern little southern drawl speaking thing, telling him all kinds of stuff and convincing everybody how niggers really live and what really happens over Nigger Town and how that applies and how sharp the pencils are and how sharp they're not, because all the black people destroy the pencil leads while they're stabbing each other in the throat with their sharp pencils.
Is he quitting because we went too far with the alien talk? Do we connect her disillusionment with her listening to us?
Don't worry about it. It's okay.
She will continue listening, right?
Yeah.
Now, when I think we talk about her listening. We go, hey, she's listening. You said she's listening. Does that make her smile? Or get nervous.
It does.
What?
Same way. It does make them nervous. Same way this perfect cabal with JFK. It took a lot to pull that off, Bob.
Yeah, and they feel pretty proud of themselves for doing it. Do they feel proud of themselves for doing it, pulling it off?
Yeah.
They all transitioned, I assume. Do they feel any remorse, any crummy feelings? Back then, there was a golf. So did any of them make it to the golf?
Yeah, many of them did. Jack they Ruby and all that bullshit. They got over it.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald get to the golf?
No.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you can understand with Robert Kennedy killing Marilyn Monroe, you can see why, as you said, Ethel Kennedy, his wife, would not mind him being shot in 1968. Correct? She'd had enough of him, his philandering. You want to comment on that?
You want me to?
Yeah.
Why?
Was she? She? You say she's the main cause Kennedy was Robert Kennedy was shot, and that's because she was sick of his playing with people like Marilyn Monroe and ended up murdering her.
Right. There's another mess that somebody has to clean up. She didn't care who he was diddling, but then it come into something else that they had to get cleaned up. They were running out of mortar and stone to fix these problems rather than just getting busy with what you were doing.
Right. So the Kennedy brothers are spoiled brats, rich kids who kept meddling in things, thinking they knew it all. Correct? That we would look at it.
Okay. Okay, yeah, that's a good way to look at it.
Okay. Why did the Queen lose Buckingham Palace? What did she do to bring this fate on herself?
Nazi sympathizer.
Nazi sympathizer. Mm-hmm. Oh. So the aliens who were forced to work with the Project Paperclip Nazis, they had an old grievance about those that worked with the Nazis. Aha, uh-huh. So
as
the
well,
old aliens
as well.
Yeah. The old aliens didn't like Hitler so much. They came, they listened, they didn't like, but they were stuck with them.
Right.
That's all they had. Aha, uh-huh. That's
in
an interesting point.
In essence. Now there's a few little tales that take you off the beaten path, obviously, that are okay, but that's not the point. The point is that the gist of the running story, not all of it.
I get. When you start getting into the extra to the gist, that's where complicated mystery landscape and anomalies come in. And humans don't want to be bothered with that, at least up to this point. Right? They like the gist. Easier to work with. You agree? Little man likes
mostly.
The gist? Having the. All right.
Mostly.
Okay, are there allies in the world of the dead? So are there people, maybe people who knew me, who died, liked what I'm, they see what I'm doing, they like what I'm doing, me and Carolyn, and they just try to help us. First of all, can they help us? Can we have allies in the world of the dead?
Hmm. Yes, you can, but you don't know what that means.
Right. It does happen. And that's
yeah.
more complications of the situation. They don't have a mind to argue with other entities on the dead plane, do they? They don't have minds.
No.
But would there be potential, okay, I'm going to follow the formulas in the Egyptian Book of the Dead, says a dead person. I'm going to get back in there. I'm going to reappear, and I'm going to do this and that. Is it part of their willfulness to become back in the physical that they might ally with somebody or take advantage of them? They might hang around Carol and take advantage of her medical knowledge to get strength.
Maybe. Couldn't hurt.
So the world of the dead is watching and interacting with us. That would be the essence
yes.
of that. Question.
Well, that's what Nan was trying to tell you in looking at the Egyptian Book of the Dead.
Did you get that, Carol? Did you get what Nan was trying to tell us? Okay. You're not hearing it, right, Carol?
No.
Yeah. So the dead pick allies on their way to coming back.
Yep.
And they hang around you to pick up some health knowledge, help them get stronger as they move back into
or
the physical.
Survive until the it all goes.
Kyle's come home.
Yeah, polar.
It all goes polar. They don't laugh what you heard there hanging around her. She hadn't heard that idea before.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
but she's hot. She's hot, Bob. She can't help it. She's hot. They don't hang around.
Yeah. They listen, Carol, and use it however they could to stay strong while they get ready to come back. Okay? And then Ian said, we should have asked Nan about that. She knows all about it. So you'll be asking Nan about that? She said no. Okay.
She'll just file it into the word column.
Yeah, she'll file the way in case we need it. Okay. This idea that we discovered late Saturday night into Sunday morning, me and I don't know who else, we contributed, we came up, oh, that's what's going on here. Bob has to meet with the aliens, so it draws attention to Iondom, as people look into who is this crackpot, and they say, well, he's doing something right, and then that allows people to find out about Iondom and have the choice to engage with Iondom, and therefore it's a fair game. Iondom has been made known to everybody, and you need a big story like the aliens to draw attention to Iondom, and therefore
yeah.
People can make their effort and be judged whether they take the opportunity or not. That's the reason to have the aliens meet Bob. Do you agree? That's what we came up with on Sunday morning. You like that? Is that a gist? Is that a good reason to have the meeting with the aliens, if we need to have a reason? You don't want to say? Now, I know you already said yes in there, and you said yes last Sunday, but is there more you would like to say about that notion? Is it too sacred to discuss?
JW,
take another sip of the tea. I'll wait. One more sip.
You're running out, Bob.
I know.
Five
we're almost
hours.
Finished. You're
hurry.
Almost finished. Yeah, it's not 5 hours. Yeah. We're almost finished.
You're the worst person.
I'm the worst person, says Carol. But did mm-hmm. you? Okay. Did you have your tea?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Is the meeting with the aliens a very necessary gesture of fairness so that everybody hears about Iondom, because the Bob route leads to Iondom, then everybody has a chance to engage Ion and ascend. It's a fair way to get everybody the opportunity to hear about it and then see what they want to do, make a choice.
Yeah, but that's not the end line. You're not trying to make them make a choice. They're going to die. They got no choice to make and nothing to choose. They're not going to ascend. And therefore, they have no functioning use on this planet, as a little man especially. So that's it.
Right. So the alien meeting has nothing to do with the little man. Right? It's not there to help the little man. It's being done for other reasons.
That's right.
No.
That's why the conversation gets weak when you start trying to validate these words, because they don't last long enough to be validatable. Validatable. Not saying it can't be validated, that's not the point. The point is by the time you get it all figured out, they won't be here to complain.
Right.
Dead people don't complain often.
I know, it'd be too late. But you said yes last week because there was a little bit of kernel of application to the idea.
Yeah.
But in essence,
well,
no.
That's the conversation, you see. Now,
yeah.
To get them, the aliens could very well use this to say, okay, y'all got the vaccine, you're going to die. Okay, we got the thing, we're going to save you, but you got to come work for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See the rest?
So, yeah. So, now you said the conversation can go that way. That's why we have conversation about fallacious themes, because there's always something you can get from it. So you encourage the conversation Sunday morning by saying, yes, that's it.
Yeah.
That's why the meeting is happening. Everybody's, wow, there it is. We now know. It's been 12 years. But it needed further discussion.
Maytag.
Well, okay, so then I did further discussion. And we found out, no, the opposite is true.
That's why you can't stop. You have to stay and interrogate endlessly in your own good time. Okay. Our technologies, extensions of our bodies and our senses.
You got to go a different way. You're going down the same damn rabbit hole. Bring it back to the shore and go ahead.
Okay. Our bodies are extensions of our technologies.
Yes, there you go. And that's what the tech body wants, is that technology sport. Good.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. In other words, we haven't determined what the ground of experience and existence is, but it's not necessarily the
body.
Well,
you have. We've told you, but you don't believe it. We've gone through this, and then you fight it every step of the way. Not you personally, but the listeners. They fight it. They have all these conversations, and it goes on and on and on and on. And then they can't do it, and then they don't know, and then and then and then. It's like, okay, whatever.
Right. People want to believe the body is the root of our extensions. But I said, no, if the tech body wins, the tech body will have been the root of our extensions. Our bodies came out of the tech body. So it's fighting to be the ground in the, we like to say, timelines, but in the various realities about what's to be concluded. Right? That's ongoing.
So far.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So we get this quote from Bert. The soul is not essence. Now, I know that Ian says that the essence would go to the guff. So what is essence as opposed to the soul? And we have a whole paragraph, which I won't go into about. We took excerpts of what the soul... Soul has a very important role in a lot of stuff. So you heard us talk about it. And more. So what is the essence as opposed to the... all the actions of the soul?
Sometimes it's a qualifier, and sometimes it's a frequency breaker.
So it's part of what we were just asking, whether technologies or bodies are the ground of the other.
It's the part that you use to overthink something so you can do what you want to.
Aha! And that comes up to our last point. This statement. You create based on your words. Your words are based on your thoughts. Your thoughts are based on where you are vibrationally. Where you are vibrationally is sometimes your sighted place of reality. Thoughts are under the words. Vibrations are under the thoughts. Where you see that you are is underneath the vibrations. The mind is involved. That is a statement of what you just said. You know what I mean? You said... how to say it, I can't remember the words. He said, that's the crux of the matter, where we create what we want to do. That's in that seven lines, what you were saying there. The process is in there, right? Of how you get to where you want to do something, and you want that autonomy. That's what brings in the mind. And that can
and
be
you'll
a kill tricky...
yourself, and you'll kill yourself to maintain that very anonymity. Anatomy.
where you undo
yourself despite yourself to prove that your id was indeed prepared to take the full example of the problem at bay.
Right, and that is the it becomes the anatomy. You
from
said
an anatomy. From anatomy. Not me. I'm the anatomy craft. Not me. Anatomy.
Okay. Well, in that tanglement, that cluster, the question is, where is emotion in the middle of that? Words, thoughts, vibrational, sighted place. Where
slips,
is emotion?
There's slips of acted out. Vibrational coincidence.
Isn't that how you defined essence?
Well, but that's where essence is. It's from an emotion, or emotion comes from the essence. That's the outcome. That's what's left over. When you get mad and Carolyn gets mad and starts throwing shit, she's got a reason to be mad. That's not the conversation. The reason she sometimes doesn't start throwing shit and let it go a different conversation. But you get her in just the right mood, you get her aggravated and you say it, and that one thing, and boy, you'll find out. You know how it goes.
So if there's two conversations to everything, you have an essence. It's made up of two conversations. The other conversation involved with essence is emotion. Like that? That's the two-parter of essence.
Yeah, that's right. That comes, the ammonia comes later.
And that's tendites, one by means of two.
That's right.
So for the little man, there's two conversations in every subject. That's a little man syndrome. Tendites is a little man. They can't be one. They got the you versus the you, and so they think
they're
two.
Well, they could be one if they would quit trying to drag themselves into with everybody else and become their own one in God. That's all they got to do. So that's right.
Oh, well, wait. In that sentence, if they stop dragging themselves into everybody else and become one, the one is what you don't do when you don't drag yourself. No, the one is what you have an opportunity to develop if you don't drag yourself into the crowd. Correct? Is that what you're saying there?
Don't intercede. Don't make intercessions on your own behalf.
That's right. So most of social life and mortar is a mistake and always ends in tears because you're getting entangled. And so quantum entanglement is a metaphor from science's tradition and its themes and memes. Its attempt to explain the very thing about emotion and essence we just did. That's what's entangled. And it is involved with physics, though the physicists are last to know about that. Right? They're the last to know.
Basically. Very good. Excellent.
Okay, so one little short thing.